Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Now, last week you were in Berlin. Where are you this time?
This week I'm in Prague, the capital of the Czech Republic. Not of Slovakia, the Czech Republic, because it split from Slovakia a few years ago. Now, if you had to choose one European city to experience what Europe has to offer in terms of its architecture, history and grandeur, Prague would have to be one of them. It is absolutely beautiful. A city of medieval spires, many of which look like witches' hats, and beautiful city squares. There's an old town square and one up on the hill. And on the hill is the most magnificent cathedral, St. Vitus Cathedral. It's surrounded by a large palace and castle, which actually blocks out half the cathedral, which is a bit of a pity, I must say. It's also a city of music. We've been to some music concerts which are held in the churches here. Every night you can go to a different concert. We went to a wonderful one with the organs and the chamber orchestra one evening. They're playing Mozart, of course, and Dvorak, who is a Czech composer. But there's also a lot of jazz in the streets. And, of course, we had to visit Wenceslas Square. You know that Christmas carol, Good King Wenceslas, look down.
I do indeed. As a matter of fact, George Illich, one of our boys here, asked me to ask you if you've tried the... the sausage? What do they call it?
The sausages.
Yes.
Yes, look, there are a lot of food stalls in wooden huts along Wenceslas Square and also in the old town square. I have to admit, look, I'm not a great sausage lover. They are selling the bratwurst sausages there, but the thing that actually really struck me as most appealing were these huge legs of ham on spits that turn, and they cut slices of the ham off as they're turning. And people eat those with bread, on flimsy paper plates. And you can see them walking around the square eating these chunks of ham. They look really delicious. Another thing they have in the square that they saw from the wooden huts is, it's a donut. It's called Tiardelnik, Tiardelnik. It's a yeasted dough that they wrap around a wooden stick. And you can see it going round and round and round, and then they tear bits off. It's rolled in sugar and ground walnuts.
Oh, dear.
Very delicious and very fattening. Yes, all very fattening. All the food in this part of Europe is really very fattening. One of their most popular dishes is goulash, but they make it with pork goulash, Wiener Schnitzel made with pork as well, and everything served with cabbage and dumplings or potatoes.
Now, what about alcohol? I read the other day that Poland has banned a Czech alcoholic drinks.
Both Czechs, when we first arrived, the very first night I was here, I ordered a gin and tonic, and I was told by the young man behind the bar that no, he couldn't serve me any liquor at all that was over 20%, because they've been bootlegging, they've been making their own liquor here at home, and 20 people died at the weekend from bootlegged liquor.
That's right, yes.
Slovakia. And also in Poland as well, and it's an ongoing problem. However, you can drink lots of beer, and the beer here is cheaper than bottled water. So that'll keep men happy.
Okay, now what recipe do you have? It's a heavy food.
I have a recipe.
Yes.
Yes, yes. I've got a recipe for pork goulash. I have to give you one of those. Not for the dumplings, though, but the recipe for pork goulash. And they use caraway seeds and paprika in that.
It's on your website?
Yes, SheridanRogers.com.au.
Speak to you next week.